get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
And that was Nicole Honstead. She's in the seat for Audrey. Audrey is out playing in the snow. Actually, I think she's driving home from Big Bear celebrating her 9th birthday.
Happy birthday, Audrey.
Yeah, and she's all gaga and gooey and just having a great time. She got to go trash around in the snow. Then, of course, we have Ed Stoven as well. How you doing, Ed?
Doing great.
So to start with, I understand you got a few potential advertisers.
So I put it out there. I have a column in S&S Off-Road Magazine, and I went through all the sponsors, all the advertisements there, and I wrote them an email, and I got back some people that are interested in us. So real quick, one of them is R&R Photo. They take photos of desert racing, people that race, and you can buy the photo of yourself. Another one is Quad Stop, and they rent ATVs and side-by-sides over by Ocotillo Wells.
Oh, cool.
Right over by Split Mountain Road. In fact, I rented an ATV from them last year for my niece, and I took her from there over to Salton City.
Mm-hmm.
And we had
that
a great
sounds like
time.
A lot of fun.
Wow, and that's true.
I rode Ocotillo Wells yesterday, and I stopped by, and I found the guy who we emailed, Tim, and talked a little bit.
Cool.
You can get a ATV for $175 a day.
Wow, that's cheap.
Eight to five. And I can't believe this. You can get a Razor, a four-seater Razor for $550 for a day.
Wow.
Nice.
And I saw another place that rents them for $1,000 and another place for $800. So $550. And these guys are associated with North County Yamaha.
I know the gang up there.
And they apparently, if you rent one and you really like it and you want to go buy one, they'll discount your rental fee from the purchase price.
No kidding. Yeah, Dave and the team up there, they really, North County, they do a really, really good job.
And then another guy that got back to us is Chris Wiley from Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated.
Chris is the best. Chris sponsors our gun show at the end of the day. And Chris, and he's a gearhead, boy. I took him the new, what did I take him? Did I take him a new Corvette? No, he wouldn't. Gaga. I took him for a ride.
So he's interested in, I think, a long-term sponsorship of the show. So that's
perfect.
Really exciting because we can't continue the show if we have to pay for it ourselves.
No,
we need sponsors.
No. Right, you need sponsors.
Finding these guys is really great. One other one came back to us, Adventure Bound Off-Road, LLC. They fabricate and sell off-road accessories. I don't really know much about them.
Well, we're going to definitely do it.
So we'll
look forward to pairing up with them.
And when you sponsor the show, you can come in the show. And if you have things like the rental fleet and the accessories, I'll bring them and put them on KUSI TV.
That's crazy.
And that,
I mean, to
what
be
a
on
great
TV,
opportunity.
Yeah.
I've been on your show a couple of times.
Few people,
we're promoting
few
off-road
people
events.
Watch it.
You know, every time I come off, I'm getting text messages. Hey, saw you on TV.
Yeah.
Or they'll
like, really?
See you at
you
the
get
grocery.
Get up early in the morning.
Yeah, they'll see you at the grocery store. Or they'll see you. Hey, I seen you on TV.
I've had that happen, and I'm only on
three minutes
a year.
Yeah, 3 or 4 minutes once
super
a year.
Super early in the morning.
You know, super early. I'm normally sleeping.
It's not that.
Do I wake up early or do I just stay up late?
Yeah, right. What do I do?
So we're gonna talk about the election and how it affects off-roaders around here, because that's interesting. We have some news from Oceano Dunes.
Okay.
We've been talking about Oceano Dunes for a long time.
And there's
two
things
going on. There's a new lawsuit, and then there's also some action from Fish and Wildlife. So we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
And then the DAC, that DAC stands for Desert Advisory Council.
And that's the one you're on.
That's the one I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking for new applicants. So we'll talk a little
to
bit
be
about
on the
that.
Board.
Yeah, they have 3-year terms, and they have some people that have termed out, and so they're looking for new applicants.
Interesting.
And so we'll talk about the different categories, because not just anybody.
And by the way,
anything.
This is a no pay position, folks.
Well, it's no pay, but they give you mileage, and they pay for your hotel, and they give you a food allowance.
Oh,
well, and nice.
I come out ahead when I go to these.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
You know,
what are qualifications?
Well, you have to have a certain background.
Right.
Okay. So do you want to hear?
Sure. Let's hear about it. Because we only got 4 minutes left of the first segment.
Okay.
So that way we can get into news for a full blow on the next one.
You can have experience in energy or mineral development, federal grazing permits, transportation or right of way, off-highway vehicle users. And by the way, I represent off-highway vehicle users on there.
Sure.
So I could use a partner. Commercial and developed outdoor recreation. Archaeological and historic organizations. Dispersed recreation users. Wild horse and burro organizations. And nationally recognized environmental organizations. State, county, or local elected officials. Indian tribes located within or adjacent to the area where the DAC is organized. Academics, employed in natural resource management or natural sciences. Employees of a state agency responsible for management or natural resources. And the public at large.
That's interesting.
So there's 6 seats.
That's a well-rounded group there.
Yeah, there's a lot of different categories. So the DAC can have from 10 to 15 people. And right now I think they're at like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a quorum.
Right.
And so we're going to put it out there and see how many people are qualified.
Yeah. You guys normally meet during the week?
It's a Saturday meeting and a Friday tour. So every time there's a tour. So there's 5 offices within the DAC jurisdiction. Palm Springs, El Centro, Barstow, Needles, and Ridgecrest.
Okay.
So it moves from one office to the next, so it'll be right in the area of the office. The last one was in Palm Springs, and we went out to the land that they manage, and we looked around. The last one, we looked at a solar facility and a windmill facility. We were going to be in El Centro for the next one and go out to Vinagre Wash, which is by the Colorado River. But unfortunately, the virus put a halt to that.
Right.
So we'll probably go there for whenever the next.
So how do people apply?
Well, you go to the California Bureau of Land Management website, and you follow your nose.
There you go. I like following my nose. I wonder if I can get in from a media point of view, since I do environmental.
I didn't see media, but you do environmental.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, I've done, yeah.
We'll get you right in there.
How about, that way you got a partner.
That would be great.
Yeah. And then if you can't, and then +2, they have an avenue to radio that they don't normally have right now.
That would be fun.
That would be great.
Yeah, something to think about. Or you could even do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I know you'd like to get involved, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, I applied a couple of times when Obama was president, and I got passed over. And then when Trump came into office, I applied again, and bam, I went straight in.
Interesting.
So it's funny how
Hurry. We only got till January.
I know.
All right, let's take a quick break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Unwrapping this Christmas song is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. My
Joy to the World is a popular Christmas carol with words by Isaac Watts. As of the late 20th century, Joy to the World was the most published Christmas hymn in North America. The words of the hymn are based on Psalm 98, 96:11 through 12, and Genesis 3:17 through 18. The song was first published in 1719 in Watts's collection of the Psalms of David, imitated in the language of the New Testament and applied to the Christian state and worship. Many popular artists have recorded Joy to the World, including Whitney Houston.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
George Strait.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Mariah Carey.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
And a cappella group, Pentatonix.
Joy to the world, the Lord is
an come. Interlude that depends more on Watt's interpretation than the psalm text. Stanza 3 speaks of Christ's blessings extending victoriously over the realm of sin. The cheerful repetition of the non-psalm phrase, far as the curse is found, has caused this stanza to be omitted from some hymnals. But the line makes joyful sense when understood from the New Testament eyes through which Watts interprets the psalm. Stanza 4 celebrates Christ's rule over the nations. The nations are called to celebrate because God's faithfulness to the house of Israel has brought salvation to the world. A version by the Trinity Choir was very popular in 1911. As of the late 20th century, Joy to the World was the most published Christmas hymn in North America. You can also find free sheet music of Joy to the World from the website cantorian.org.
The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on iHeart.com and radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, that's Nicole Hodstead, and we got Ed Stoven in the house. Audrey is on the road someplace trying to get some reception. So, Ed, we kind of gave a rundown. What did you want to start off with, the election or Oceana?
So, we're going to talk about how the election affects on.
Yeah, I'm curious. How is that going to affect it? What's so, on the
we think it's
block?
Over, but we're not positive that the presidential election is over.
Correct.
The media is saying that Biden won by 290. I'm not sure if that's absolutely final or not.
Yeah.
But for the most, if that's the case, then what we really care about is what happens in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the Senate happens to go Democrat, then there'll be the House, the Senate, and the president will all be Democrat,
right.
And they will be able to do whatever they want.
Right.
They will be unstoppable. They will make laws that can seriously affect off-roaders and people who feel the way we do about having the freedom to do things.
Right, and there'll be a lot more restrictions implemented on the OHV parks and OHV lands.
Well, they'll basically close them down.
Yep,
they'll end the desert.
Problems of that,
yeah,
for sure, and the agencies that affect us, like the Environmental Protection Agency, they will ramp up. The air pollution people will ramp up. All the different restrictions will ramp up.
And that's part of Biden's plan is the environmental.
Like doing away with gasoline engines.
Yep.
Possibly.
Yeah, gasoline engines. I mean, Newsom's already eliminating propane in 2030.
Yeah.
Gas engines in 2035. And I got to tell
you, air quality and water quality will be an issue, and
The thing of it is, and I don't care who's in. If you don't look at the long term of a law, whether you're keeping it or adding a new one, those people don't seem to look at the long term effect. You know, what is it going to really affect down the road if we, let's say, get rid of fracking, okay, or we get rid of coal mines, or we get rid of whatever it is, they don't seem to look at the down the road as to what kind of impact. So we'll have to just wait and see. And I'm sure
we'll see.
Yeah. Off-roading is going to be.
I think if all three go Democrat, there'll be a lot less money in our pockets to do fun things with.
Oh, absolutely.
To live our lives the way we.
Yeah,
we
because it'll go into a socialist country because they want
to
give everything to everybody. You know, the borders will
be
open.
Who's going to be giving them money?
Well, they won't give them the money. They'll take it all from us.
Yeah, but we'll have less money.
Right.
And the whole economy will sort of spiral down.
Yeah.
And we'll just have less.
And we're not being political. We're just being realistic.
That's true.
Because you can't fund what they want to fund just on taxing the super rich. And the super rich, they'll take their money and run with it. They'll hide it. They'll send it offshore again.
They got smart guys. They'll put it in another country.
It'll go offshore, and then we're going to be before Trump came in.
We'll be a whole level less.
Yeah. And businesses, we're going to, China will be totally, reinvigorated.
And Biden, not only he has a plan to increase everybody's income tax by 1.9%.
Even though he says no, he doesn't. But
well, they start with the rich, and then they'll work their way down.
Right. Well, if they don't get enough out of the rich, then it's going to affect guys like you.
The corporations as well.
So even if the Senate stays Republican, which it kind of looks like it's going to.
We'll be safe.
We'll be safer, but the president can still do a lot of stuff. Yeah. He can do proclamations and presidential orders that can affect us. So we'll have to be watching that. We might even have to get a federal lobbyist because it could get out of control over there, and we'll need help.
Yep.
So on a more local level, there was elections not only national but local. Looks like Daryl Issa is going to be representing East San Diego County.
And, is that a good
in
thing?
Congress. It is a good thing. Well, he went up against the guy Campanajaro, and Issa just likes us better. And we're going to have to see. I invited him to an SDRC meeting, and he didn't get back to me. So I don't know. But I did get on his list, and I started seeing emails from him. I'm friends with Duncan Hunter's district staffer, Mike Harrison, and he's been running the show without a congressman for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see if Daryl Issa keeps him on staff or because he was a representative for, get this, he comes into office with 18 years of seniority in Congress. You keep your seniority. So that's a big deal. That means he can go right to the top of a committee.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And I don't think, or a vice chair of a committee. Like, he will have a lot of seniority.
He's not going to be a rookie, in other words.
Yeah, he'll really know what he's doing. And so he has staff from his old days. So he may want to bring those people in. So we'll see where Harrison lands. That'll be interesting. Harrison's a nice guy. And he's helped SDRC for years and years. Like, we hear of some federal action taking place. I'll say, oh, boy, we need some help from a congressman. So I'll call up Mike. Hey, can you write a letter on this and just say, you know, give them our perspective? So he's been pretty good. But the race I've been more anxious about than I've ever been in any political race is Joel Anderson and Stephen Voss.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was done, and it's not done.
No, it's not done.
It's not done. I saw it was close, and I thought it was over. Even somebody emailed me, I'm sorry about your friend losing. So they yesterday, I texted Andy, his campaign guy, Andrew Hayes, and he said, "Oh, it's not over. Mm-hmm. They still have 30,000 votes, and they're only 900 apart."
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
And every group of counts, it's getting closer to Joel. We think Joel's going to get it.
So where's Voss on off-roading?
You know, I invited.
He rides a horse.
I invited Voss. Yeah, that's off-road.
Yeah,
but it's not with an engine.
Yeah,
I invited Voss to a meeting to come and talk to us, and he didn't get back to me either.
Yeah. It's funny how these people want your vote, but when you ask them to come and talk about their stand.
What do you think about us?
Yeah, and Joel has
you
been
make
to
a
our
friend?
Meetings.
Joel. Oh, yeah, Joel shows up.
He's been to a lot of meetings, and when he was in Sacramento, he sent his staff. I mean, dozens, 50, 100 times. I don't know. Like, they're always available to
it
us.
It definitely feels and like your vote is being appreciated.
Well,
the same with Brian
Jones.
He's been to meetings, and his staff have come to meetings.
Yeah.
So there are people who like us, and there's people, maybe not.
And it's not a personal thing. It's just the fact that you're out in
so
their
what
mind.
What happens if Joel Anderson gets into office? Well, if you want to do something like you want to make an off-road park, you need to have, if it's in a place somewhere, and that place will be represented by a Congress member, a state senator, a state assembly member, and a county supervisor. If you have all of those people on board for your project, it will move along pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
If you have somebody who doesn't like it and works against you, it will probably die. So we have everybody on board except county supervisor. We came close to having an off-road park 10 or 12 years ago. Off of 67, you go up halfway up the hill on the east side.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a bunch of open space. It was for sale. We had the state lined up to buy it. Like, we were going to have an off-road park by Lakeside.
Wow.
Really cool. And Diane Jacobs, who, by the way, has been in office since 1993. What is that, 27 years? Good Goodness gracious. Yeah. So she pulled the rug out from under the project. Mm. So we kind of gave up because no matter what we came, that was like the perfect place. Everything lined up right. It was a great deal. And she didn't want it to happen. So there's, we just gave up. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we got smarter. We need to have the right people in office. So if we have all the right people in office,
it could happen.
We'll move forward. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about a racing facility like Cajon Speedway, mm-hmm. some kind of place like that. We've talked about having an event center. Like there's nowhere in East San Diego County where you can have like an expo.
Mm-hmm. Or a car show.
A car show. Right. Like a big kind of gathering of, mm-hmm. of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And San Diego Off-Road Coalition used to have expos at Cajon Speedway.
Right,
we had five big expos.
That's where I first met you guys.
I think so. I think we put you on a mini bike.
That's
right. I would love to see that.
That was way back in the day.
That was 2000 to 2005.
Exactly. I remember that.
I worked at all of them. They were a lot of fun. So we would like to be able to have big events somewhere. We've also talked about a place where drivers can train who work for government agencies.
EVOC Center.
Mm-hmm. EVOC Center.
Right.
Where
the like potential is there. They just, how many acres is that place out in Lakeside?
I don't know. That wouldn't work for EVOX. It's not flat enough. Yeah. It's a big hilly area.
Gotcha.
It would be hard to move that much dirt, but it'd make a great off-road park.
Yeah.
So we're pulling for Joel Anderson. We're not sure how long it's going to take. They got a lot of votes to count still. If he wins, we're going to be in luck. We're going to start the next day looking for an off-road place.
Yeah, he's behind that 100%.
There's private property available, and there's some land that's owned by government agencies that could be transferred to the county. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different ways it could play out. But if you have the right players in place, you can start working on
Cajon it. Cajon Speedway is still available.
It's still there. You know, the FAA, the airport, mm-hmm. doesn't really want it. And Diane Jacobs did not go to bat for us when Cajon Speedway, when the lease came up and the Bruckers were interested in maybe renewing again.
Right.
She was not interested in helping us. And that is a big reason why the tractors came out the next day.
Yeah, and I don't get it.
They demolished the place, and it sat empty for a
You know what's sitting there now every once in a while?
Huh.
The Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
They brought a portable truck and a tower. And they've been landing and the Goodyear blimp there, of all places.
It used to go to Montgomery Field, but you need a place with space, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, so we'll have to wait and see on that.
So even with this election, I think we still need to, if you want to make a change, like Ed said, that we continue to need help. So if you want to become a member, just go ahead and go to sdorc.org and go ahead and become our member.
Absolutely.
So you can help fight.
It's very
Dave's
expensive.
A member. Yeah. Joel Anderson's a member. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are members. It's $25 a year, and there's higher levels, family, business, clubs. So it's easy. Join.
And
I've
it's just
a member for 25
you can't even
years.
Buy breakfast, lunch, or dinner for $25. So you might as well donate once.
Yeah, it definitely helps us with lobbyists and any other information that we need to get out there. It helps us with what we need.
Our lobbyist is expensive. Travel when I go to Sacramento cost a couple bucks.
So
we would like to have some help.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you're in poverty but you love us, join our email list.
Yes, definitely.
Send us an email.
Then you'll find out what we're up to, legislation
and
that's
going
on.
We don't bombard
voices.
Our email list, one or two emails a month.
Trust me, they don't even remind you that your dues are up.
I got to talk to Jim about that.
Yeah, I know. You know, I got you guys on, I joined, you guys gave me a sticker, and then I went out and I looked at my 4x4, and I go, son of a gun, there's a sticker.
You can also come to our meeting. Our meeting will be held at the Ranch House Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday, in two days. Yeah, we moved it back a week so that people could vote. It's normally the first Tuesday of the month. Ranch House Restaurant, right next to Highway 67.
And
we start at 7.
Lakeside or El Cajon? That's right.
I think it's technically in Santee.
Santee, yes.
But it's right on the corner where they all come together.
Right.
So we take the Woodside exit.
Yeah, exactly.
And we come early and talk and chit-chat, and we go over stuff like what we talk about in the show today.
Yeah, we'd love to hear anything that you guys want to talk about. If you have any questions or curious about any
off-road
park.
Why do I have to wear a helmet? why do I, you know, this or that?
Why do I have to buy a green sticker?
What the hell? What is it? Exactly. What good is buying a green sticker? We used to think that you shouldn't buy one. We don't want to give them any money. We don't want to encourage them. Right. It turns out that money goes to helping our program.
They just didn't realize it. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
What happened to Carter Page should never happen to another American again. Page was a model citizen, a Naval Academy graduate, a successful businessman, and a cooperative source for U.S. intelligence services. But when Page became a supporter of Donald Trump, the FBI targeted him, spied on him, and persecuted him in a phony investigation. Now Carter Page is telling his story. In his compelling new book, Abuse and Power, Carter Page gives us the shocking details of being targeted by the Obama administration Justice Department, how he was kept under surveillance, and then finally vindicated. Abuse and Power by Carter Page is the story of a private citizen caught up in a politically motivated spying operation intended to frame him. The Democratic Party, the mainstream media, and their allies in the Justice Department and intelligence services lied and perverted justice in order to destroy a duly elected president. Abuse and Power, How an Innocent American Was Framed in an Attempted Coup Against the President, is the new book by Carter Page. Available now at Amazon and wherever books are sold.
Parents, let's be honest. Many high school and college-age kids seem to have little direction these days. That might be true for your son or daughter. They spend a lot of time gaming, hanging with friends, but nothing seems to lead them on a path to adulthood. You may want them to go to a four-year university, but nah, their grades just don't warrant it. Their lack of passion and direction makes you wonder if a four-year university would even be a wise investment. Here's a better route to consider. The Full Stack Software Development Program from Steve Wozniak, available through SalemCareerHub.com. They'll learn real-life work skills that are marketable and in high demand right now. And at SalemCareerHub.com, you can sign up for these courses at 50% off their regular price. Talk it over with your kids and get them out of the basement. They're probably as anxious as you are to move forward and just need a little push. The place to start? SalemCareerHub.com. You can also call 866-711-6275. 866-711-6275. Or SalemCareerHub.com.
FM 96.1 North County
and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Normally, you'd be talking dirty with Audrey, but today you got to talk dirty with Nicole.
We'll do the best we can.
And if you want to talk dirty with Ed, that's okay. It'll make Ed's day. Trust me. So, Oceana Dunes, it's open for day use, but it's open. Nicole had a wonderful experience.
So, of course, Oceana Dunes, the state vehicular recreation area, has now been opened to a limit of 1,000 vehicles. That's street legal vehicles. And it's limited. So, and they've been selling out pretty fast.
What's
so
the
I
limit?
Believe
daytime?
It's daytime use, and it's 1,000 vehicles, and they have a reservation system. So I'm not sure. So my question, I had a question for them, and my question was, are they actually counting the vehicles that are coming into the park? Is there actually 1,000 vehicles coming into the park?
Does someone have a clicker standing there?
Exactly.
Okay, one,
two.
And are they looking at their registration, and they're looking at your license plate?
Or is it based on just how many people...
Is it vehicles?
Exactly.
That was the question.
Yeah. So I was concerned that, you know, people are making these reservations and then not showing up, and then actual off-roaders are not getting their opportunity to get out on the beach. So what I did was I went to their website and I looked up Oceana Dunes, and then it had a press release that had all the questions that you wanted answered. So I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and read the press release. I read the press release, and it did not answer the question. It only said that their reservations from previous dates had to be thrown out. So they're starting over,
Camping reservations.
It didn't talk about daily use. So I decided I'd call to see what the answer was.
How hard was it to find the phone number?
So the phone number is on their website, and I did call. And the first one I called was, I believe, the ranger station. And so instead of a ranger picking up, I got an automated public service announcement. And this announcement was pretty good. giving information, but I was wondering why on earth would we need a public service announcement when you're trying to contact a ranger, especially, so say if I was out at the park and I had an accident or I was stranded or got stuck in the dirt, like, or had an emergency, maybe, you know,
who knows? Anything. So,
an emergency
of any
Someone
sort.
Someone had a heart attack. Yeah.
So I was worried, like, in that sense that they didn't, nobody picked up. So I called their other number and I got the same exact thing. I got the automated public service announcement, which was interesting because it also said that OHV vehicles would not be accepted even if they were in the back of your truck. So if you were trailering in or had an OHV vehicle on your trailer, they will turn you away at the kiosk.
So you physically have to drive your license.
Well, you cannot
vehicle.
Have an OHV vehicle. Gotcha. It has to be street legal vehicle. So that was one of the restrictions that was not in really clear in the press release, that you would be turned away even if it was in your truck or.
And it's just weird. It's an off-road vehicle park. It's paid for by off-road vehicle registrations.
I know.
And if that's, and yet they're making it street legal. It just makes me crazy.
Makes me crazy,
right,
too.
So I was concerned. So I decided I'd call the Sacramento number at the bottom of the website to ask them how to get a hold of somebody at the park that could answer my question about how they were counting vehicles in the park. So I ended up calling Sacramento. I spoke to a great guy up there, and he was telling me that the park is probably understaffed at the moment, and that a lot of the employees were laid off due to COVID, and it's usually run by park aides, which are considered part-time employees. So he also said that that park is now hiring for new park aides. So they could be understaffed. And they said that usually those park aides are the ones who answer the phone. So therefore, they don't have anyone answer the phone, which I thought would probably be putting the public at risk by not having somebody there to access the phones.
Well, and could you leave a message?
You could not. It did not prompt you with an answer machine. It didn't. I pressed zero a few times, hoping to get to like an operator back to. Nothing worked.
There's 9 SVRAs, and SVRA is State Vehicular Recreation Area, and they're required to have a superintendent. There's a boss there.
Sure.
Oceana Dunes hasn't had a superintendent in 1 or 2 years.
So they're breaking the law.
I don't understand. There are qualified people.
It's just like I said off air.
They have it out for this place.
The government
brings
these ideas out, and they don't think them through.
So now we go back to what it was closed due to COVID, and then it was also due to, did they have to do the...
there's no wildfire there. But
no environmental impact.
So was this guy that you were talking to, did it sound like he really knew what he was talking about, or was he winging it?
You know, he did mention that he did not know the day-to-day runnings of the park. He also did mention that that park is very popular, which I like to hear because...
It's the most visited SVRA by far.
Right, and it brings a lot of money into the state.
It's the eighth, so there's 280 state parks. It's the eighth most visited park.
Wow, it's amazing.
They have, their official count was 1.4 million about 4 years ago. 1.4 million visits. Ocotillo Wells is also an SVRA, and they get about 800,000 visits. Mm-hmm. I think their highest ever was 1 million.
So right now,
and it's
with
way smaller.
Yeah, yeah. But we have restrictions now.
Sure.
And what?
How long did this little dissertation take you? How many hours?
Calling around? I mean, the conversation I had with the gentleman in Sacramento was wonderful.
But I'm just saying,
quite a while.
How long did, I mean...
But it took me, a good 15 minutes to find the phone numbers, to access, to try calling, and then I felt kind of helpless because I didn't know who else to call.
Yeah, and just then, think if you had an emergency. So just think if you had a broken leg or one of your kids had gotten hurt, and you're trying to get... Yeah, you know, of course, their answer will be, we'll just call 911.
So Parks and Recreation, they recommend that you check all restrictions for the park before you decide to go there. So right now, they're still in phase one of the reopening plan, and that's, day use 7 to 8 p.m., and then street legal vehicles, max 1,000. a day. Camping is still off limits, or no camping at this moment. And so we're looking forward to phase two, which would still be 1,000 limit to street vehicles, but then they're going to open it up to OHV green sticker vehicles.
Okay, you know what we ought to do? We ought to pay your fuel.
And camping.
We ought to pay your fuel and just have you drive up unannounced.
Oh, I definitely want to go.
And I mean, just drive up unannounced.
I want to drive on the beach.
And see what the experience is.
What an amazing opportunity.
No, but you need to drive up there in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And just, you know, keep your gas chits. We'll pay for your gas. And just come back and report on the experience.
That'd be great for me.
I would do it.
SDRC has money.
Yeah. But I mean, and then report your experience, because no one freaking knows.
I don't know what happens when you go there. Can you actually drive around? Will they let you?
Well,
so there's other stuff going on there besides these
trying to get on the beach.
Trying to get in.
Right.
So Friends of Oceana Dunes, some people in state parks may argue that they're not friends because this organization has sued the state numerous times. And I don't know, can you sue your friends and stay friends?
Sure you can.
So yeah. Friends started a lawsuit against the Air Pollution Control District of San Luis Obispo County, the same area. And what they found the air pollution people with their pants down. And what happens is the Air Pollution Control District is a board of 5 members. And the state requires that one of the members be a licensed engineer, otherwise known as a professional engineer or a PE. So they found out that the guy that they're claiming is the PE, while he does have a PhD in engineering, he's not a licensed or professional engineer. And so they're asking to have all actions taken since October 2017 to be voided. And that's a lot of stuff that's happened from then to now.
So Friends of Oceana Dunes' attorney has submit a letter of intent, pretty much, that they're going to sue the board and throw out anything that's gone on since October 2017.
So I've been doing a little fishing around, and I'm also a member. I'm a director of the California Off-Road Vehicle Association, and we've been throwing it around. And it turns out that this lawsuit, it's very narrow in scope, because what that means is it's kind of a narrow thing what's going on, because we're suing them, or Friends is suing them. But the air pollution people, they can find the right person. So they can find the right engineer, put them on the board, then that engineer can say, oh, yeah, all this stuff needs to take place.
And I think one of the problems was they actually had substitute engineers that came in during
the
leave.
They had people apply to be on the board who had
licensed
PEs.
Engineers, yeah.
And they weren't accepted. And then we also found a state law that says if your county has fewer than 750,000 residents, that this law doesn't apply.
How many people at Oceana?
Well, I looked it up. They have 230,000 people in the county.
So that law doesn't apply.
So we're not sure exactly how it works. I don't know the exact.
So this lawsuit is peeling back the onion, is what it's doing.
It's peeling back the onion, and it's kind of makes you scratch your head when a qualified person applies to be on, and they're rejected in favor of somebody who's not qualified to do this stuff. And they also found that this guy, his name is Yarrow, was the chair of the committee.
Which means he had influence.
So he had higher influence, and he wasn't even qualified to be doing what he was supposed to do. So it's screwy, and it's fun. Like, it's fun to find that. And
Okay,
we caught you with your pants, and you guys messed up.
Yep.
I don't know if it's going to make a significant difference overall in the future of how the park is managed.
But it highlights that some of these boards might not be on the up and up.
You think?
For sure.
Oh, of course.
Oh, and you weren't at all the meetings or all of our shows in the last few months when we talked about the problem with the county supervisor.
Oh, my gosh.
With the guy in the air pollution control district. Who was acting kind of funny, and the guy in the Coastal Commission who was really acting funny.
To the point, which one committed suicide?
The county supervisor.
Can you believe that?
Adam Hill.
He got caught, and we don't know for sure, maybe you do, that he was working with Shea Holmes.
Right, we definitely...
We thought he was on the take, getting bribed,
definitely some private interest in this property at Oceana Dunes, so you have to ask...
speculating. Yeah, that the developer who was developing land right next to the off-road park and didn't like off-roading was paying off some people.
And we wonder if
get the park closed.
These homeowners actually knew or had it in their contract when they purchased the home, whether or not they knew that there was an OHV park next door when they purchased these homes, which should have been disclosed.
Well, I think you have to. Like, if you move into an area where there's an airport, I think they have to disclose that there's an airport or a school or what have you.
Absolutely. Disclosure is a
big
deal.
We'll just keep turning them little rocks over, and this onion is going to start to smell if everything goes well. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is J.R. Martin. I have two master's degrees, one in health promotion, the other as a master in medical science, and I trust Balance of Nature. Even though I'm in the medical field and prescribe all types of medicines, I still feel like the less medicine, the better. Our body always tries to find a way to become healthier. So if we can support it and help it in a natural way, that is the design. And it's been fantastic to work with Balance of Nature, seeing the fruits and vegetables come in from the farmers and then seeing it put in a form that can be taken each day. And then seeing those that benefit from it was fantastic. It was a great thing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code HEALTH.
Gene didn't plan on needing assisted living.
I fell and I broke my hip and I ended up in acute care, and then my folks found this place.
Fortunately, her kids heard about Sun Garden Terrace, a charming assisted living community in Lemon Grove.
They were satisfied with the rating and everything, and I'm happy that I'm here. I really am.
Gene is busy living life.
I love the entertainment we have, and I like to paint and do crafts, and sometimes it turns out good. And I've made some duds too. And there's a wonderful theater. It's a nice big screen, and we have all kinds of movies on it. It's a home away from your own home. I'm quite happy here.
The team works tirelessly to keep Sun Garden COVID-free. Come see the freshly updated interiors and furnishings. Schedule your tour at 619-464-CARE. Move in prior to December 31st and receive your third month's rent free. Call 619-464-CARE for details or click sungardenterrace.com. Sun Garden Terrace, because there's such a lot of living to do.
Sun Garden Terrace, license number 374-603-437.
The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on TuneIn.com and Radio.com.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
We got our good guests here. We got Nicole Hodstedt and Ed Stoven. Audrey's out cruising back from Big Bear. She had a birthday. So we've got just about everything covered. What's the last topic, or did you have anything more on?
Well, there's more on Oceano Dunes, because the friends have started a lawsuit, and we're not sure where that's going to go. But it's interesting and it's fun. There are endangered species in that area. Go figure. And the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, they manage endangered species on their list, and there's also the California Fish and Wildlife Service, and they have species. So between the two of them, there's 10 species on the list that are in that area.
Well, there's actually 11.
The off-roaders are the 11.
Thank you very much. You got that, species. Huh? Yeah. You figured that out.
You don't know the name of our column in SNS Magazine?
No.
The Endangered Off-Roader?
No, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
see?
That's us.
See, that's perfect. Anyway.
So who wants to hear what species are?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
The California least tern. Tidewater goby, gamble watercrest, La Gracioso, marsh sandwort, Nipomo mesa lupine, western snowy plover, California red-legged frog, surf thistle, beach spectacle pod. 10
really?
Species in total.
I wonder how many of those 10 you've seen.
And are they limited to just the Oceana Dunes?
But that's no, they're in the, you know.
I was going to say, because they're
So the least tern lives they also nest on Fiesta Island. Mm-hmm. They have an area marked out for them.
Do you ever walk your dog
over there on the side?
Don't they have their own little island out there? I've seen. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So they, like, that's when wonderful. they're nesting, they have it. They close the gate.
How do they keep them there?
Well, they have an area where they let them go.
And,
if they fly away, you shoot them?
You know, what's funny is I wondered, why do they cut the weeds down on Fiesta Island? I think it's so that the birds don't nest in that area, then they leave the weeds up in this other area, and that's the so they got a bunch of. So what are we talking about with all these various species? The Fish and Wildlife has announced the availability of a draft habitat conservation plan. And why is that important? When you have an endangered species, when there's one where you want to go and you want to do stuff, you need to acquire what's called an incidental take permit. An incidental take permit allows you to do stuff where the species are doing stuff. It could be anywhere from looking at them to driving a tractor across. Mm-hmm. Or like if a scientist wants to pick one up and study it, they have to get an incidental take permit.
Mm.
They're expensive. They're hard to get. It takes a lot of time. So Oceano Dunes, the state park, is applying for and trying to get an incidental take permit.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of that is they have to understand what's going on with all the species. So they're created this habitat conservation plan. And, oh, by the way, the off-roaders are paying for this through our green sticker money.
Of course they are.
With mm-hmm. and green, that's green sticker and red sticker registrations and a little bit of the fuel tax. So they're studying all these species, and it's open for comment right now. I looked for this plan on the internet. I couldn't find it. I don't think it's...
It may not be posted. The link didn't work. Quite, it just went to their website.
Yeah, the link didn't work. I went to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and I searched, and I looked at 100 things.
It states that it's posted, though. So.
It's weird, but you know how it is with these government agents. Yeah.
Well, it's posted. Somewhere. They giggle and say, see if you can find it.
Oh,
You think... Maybe, yeah. That's another thing is hiding stuff. They did something in Ocotillo Wells, and then I asked the superintendent, like, how did I not know? I'm like your partner. I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Oh, we stapled it onto the wall of the ranger station.
You all should have seen it,
for 5 days.
Right?
Of course I should have. How come I didn't see that? Like, I was just mad.
Like, you just go there every day.
What do you do? Yeah, like, I go there all the time. Live in San Diego. I mean, I love going there, but
they
can hide stuff from you, and it's frustrating. So I looked, and I don't know. What we need to do is have a professional biologist go, like, look at the plan and then go up to the area and walk around and write some good comments for us.
Right.
So if you are a biologist that wants to donate your time to this cause, we could definitely use you.
Or make a couple bucks.
We could, you know, there's a few bucks around that we could scrape up.
Go to sdorc.org and... Yep. Reach out, because we need all, I'm telling you, folks, just think of Cajon Speedway. When it's gone, it's gone. Carlsbad Raceway, when it's gone, it's gone.
I've raced there so many times.
Qualcomm Stadium, when it's gone, it's gone. And this stuff does not come back.
Did you know KTM tried to buy Carlsbad Raceway?
Yeah.
The mayor of Carlsbad turned it down?
Yeah.
Should have kicked that guy in the shin.
I think they made more money turn it into an industrial park.
Well, they thought they'd make more money. Turns out half the businesses are empty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know what the real driver was is they really wanted Melrose Drive to go through.
Yeah, but
that was the big one. And they could have run the road through and kept the racetrack at an
angle. But I know. That's
water under the bridge. Yeah. I really was hurt by that.
I was too. And then I had people about a month later come up and said, all right, we raised $3 million to fight this. Fight what? The track. Well, it's gone. It's gone.
Have you seen the tractors?
Day late, dollar short, folks. Day late. So if you're concerned about things in San Diego, you got to get involved today.
Definitely.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah. SDRC is a membership organization, $25 a year. Right. We have an email list, info. Send me an email at info@sdrc.org,
right,
and I'll put you on the list.
And there's a meeting next Tuesday, 7 o'clock at the Ranch House, right off 67. You'll see all the RVs around. It doesn't belong to those guys. But you can go in. You can have dinner. You can listen
you can
to
have
the
breakfast
meat.
For dinner. They have the breakfast menu all day.
Yeah, they serve, and the food is really, really good. So you can go in there, and if you have comments, there's a comment section that you can, reach out and talk to the, talk to the group.
Yeah, we can talk. You can come and talk to us if you have a problem or you're interested in something.
Yeah, you can just come and listen to what we talk about.
We often have elected officials swing by to see what's going
on. But mainly send an email and say, look, I'd like to come and here's my comments. Can I have time to speak? That way they can make sure that you're going to be in the itinerary.
And we're also definitely going to strive for the Lost Lizard Run in 2021. Mm-hmm. So we're going to need sponsors for that and volunteers for that.
And don't you have a cleanup coming up? Or did that get canceled?
Oh, wait, that's right.
On the
14th?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do it over there.
Yeah, it's over there by Buckman Springs. Be there at 8
that's
o'clock.
Right.
Oh, wonderful.
Next Saturday.
That's the Adopt the Highway area.
Yeah.
Right.
And you guys.
Right over there by.
I'll bring my Husky and
Corral
ride
Canyon.
Over to Corral Canyon.
And they'll be cleaning both ways, east and west. So meet at 8 o'clock at I think it's 8 o'clock at Buckman Springs.
Right.
So you didn't think I remember that.
Yeah, you have amazing memory.
I do not.
Well, when it's important.
When it's important. Yeah, so make sure you do
that's what I knew I was doing something on the 14th.
Yeah, but you just couldn't remember what it was. But so come to the meeting next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Ranch House, right there off 67. I can't think of the exit that you go to get to that place. It's not the easy.
Woodson.
Is it Woodson?
Woodside.
Woodside Avenue.
Woodside or Riverford.
Yeah, and you could bring the family. You don't have to come by yourself.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Riverford.
Yeah, you could bring your family, too. Family is more than welcome to come.
Okay.
We've got wives, children, kids,
babies.
My kids.
Old people.
Yeah.
There's everything's
there's
right
everything
there.
Nicole brings her kids. They're well-mannered.
They like the ice cream and the hot chocolates. So it's
you
nice.
You just keep them fed. That's all you're doing. I see how that rolls. But, all right, well, last couple of minutes, what do you got for closing?
I rode Ocotillo Wells yesterday.
Oh yeah, how'd that go
my
there?
Friend Bart. It was windy.
I see it blew your hair.
Yeah. it was fun riding. It hasn't seen any water in a long time.
Boy, it's seeing it today, or it's seeing it now.
I don't know. It was blowing. So it rains in San Diego. It blows in the desert. That's the normal thing.
Okay.
So we went on various single track trails and whatnot. We parked over at Poline in 78. On the way back from a ride, we noticed a guy on a hill on a rhino, like a small, older UTV. We get up a little closer, and he's stuck. He's really stuck. He's high-centered, and he's like about 2 degrees from rolling over, maybe a 50-foot hill.
Oh,
it would have been bad. So we parked and helped, and we pulled him out, and he didn't know what he was doing. He was by himself.
Remember, never ride alone, guys. Never ride alone.
That was the only four-wheeled thing his group had. They were all motorcycle guys, and so he was.
And they left him.
he left them and went cruising around, and so we drug him back. He was high centered. He tried go up the path up the steep hill, and he tried to turn off of it, and he high centered. So he was facing 90 degrees from where he wanted to be. So we drug him back. The three of us pull him back, and. We felt it tip, like it was right on the edge of rolling, and I'm hanging on to the roll bar.
Was he in it?
No, he wasn't in it. Yeah, that was bad. So we worked at it. We finally got him out.
SDORC Towing, right here at the desert.
Yeah.
Ed is your tow truck driver. He'll help you out anytime you
want. Turn all the way left. Put it in reverse.
No, look out. There he goes. All right, we're going to have to hit the road, folks, but don't go anywhere. Responsibly Armed Radio's coming up with our good friends Judy Wells and Tatiana Whitlock all the way in Maine. And I got a sneaky feeling this is going to be a fun-packed show. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.